Well, hi, Wyan Tarquin, honey child. I came on request. What's up, honey?
I really need you. I really, really need you.
Honey, no one needs me that desperately, love. What's the matter?
If I don't do this, my marriage is over.
Oh, honey, your marriage on a thread again?
Yeah, it is. And I really need your help.
Okay, honey, what have you talked to her?
Nanny Pussy, it's not that. It's too late for that.
It's too late for that. It's never too late for talking, honey. I mean, what's the matter?
Well, she left to do some shopping, and she told me when I get back, if I don't finish this Rubik's Cube, then she'll leave me.
What? Honey, you're joking.
No, that's what she said. I pretty much heard it.
Honey, your marriage has been through the ups and downs. She stand by you, Tammy Wynette style, honey, when you were having, you know, going around town cheating, honey, child, even left her, honey.
Nanny Pussycat, please don't remind me, my friend.
My point being is, honey, child, she stick with you for thick and thin. I see once you finish the Rubik's Cube, and if not, she's out the door going again, a style.
Oh, Ryan, I got your message. I heard all about this thing about this Rubik's Cube. Let's get going.
Oh, you invite Sir Andrew Knight here, too.
I need all the help I can get, Nanny Prescott. I thought you might be proficient at such thing.
Honey, I don't touch the stuff, honey. I mean, I like my Sudoku, if I'm, you know, that sort of thing, but this is a whole nother ball game. Have you not tried to look it up online or something like that?
Yes, but nothing helped her.
I did hear from Devon ages ago that Justin Bieber apparently done like 27 seconds or something, honey. Maybe you should give him a call.
I don't exactly have him on speeder.
You can Twitter him, X. It's now called X, isn't it? I'm not. What are we doing? Turn into X-Men? Goodness me, somebody needs to tell that man. Hey, look, that logo looked rubbish. That logo looked trash. I'm just saying, go back to the bird. Don't flip the bird, but just go to the bird. I'm sure Steve Queen knows him, but he's stuck in America filming.
He's out filming?
Yeah, that's a bit weird to do. I don't get that either, but honey, he's filming.
So what about if you put this one here, but no, but then it messes up all the other ones over here.
Oh, this is... How long has she gone at the supermarket?
She's only going to get a couple of things.
Oh, no. Let me get on the phone, see if I can get someone to do, you know, some interference. You know, buy you time. Hello, Beth Dispatcher?
Yes?
Good. Are you working at the grocery store?
Yes.
Can you do like a thing where you called Stacey Tarquin up to go to the office to talk about polls?
Polls?
Yeah, if Ted Fed's around, he would love to talk to her about polls. Whether that's Polish people, polls on the election royal, or polls in the ground. He will talk forever because he doesn't know which is which. So try that, love.
Why should I be following yours?
Because Wyan Tarquin's doing a Rubik's Cube at the moment at home. And if he doesn't finish it by the time she comes back, then she's gonna leave him.
Nanny Pussycat, that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard.
Honey, I say that every week, you know. I say it every week, but it's pretty daft, isn't it? But just please, hold the fort, love. Hold the fort. Hold back the river like a canute. Please.
Although, didn't the river go through?
Please, honey, just set the interference, okay? Or if Abel Jordan's there, make sure he falls on the floor like he did before. Although people weren't that helpful last time when that happened. But that was COVID days, though. Puppy Beth, just get on it! Now, how are we doing?
Well, I'm not sure. I have an idea! Ryan, do you still have paint from the time you were doing my house? Yeah, that's ages ago, though. Right, where is it? Up and off? I'll go and get some. Why would you want paint?
Never mind about that, love. Why didn't you call Quentin Smith? He's a wizard, all this sort of thing.
I don't have his number.
I should have his number. Let me have a look. Okay, I'll call it. Quentin! Oh, he ain't answering. Oh. Oh, it's going to voicemail. Oh, how convenient. Anyway, well, let's see what we can do here. Do I turn that there? To the left, everything you want in the box to the...
Nanny Pussycat, can you not sing that, please? Because that's something that might be literally happening to me in a few moments.
Sorry, I just meant turn the thing left, not get your things out of the thing. I hope she doesn't bust your windows out of your car. Dream about some bust your windows out of your car. I'm yawning a bread behind.
Nanny Prescott.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we got all sorts of things. pup, nothing. Are you gonna let you paint the town red or something like that?
We're gonna paint this Wilbur Creek whatever we need to, Nanny Prescott.
Honey, won't she know, though?
It's the only chance I have. It seems like I'm not being able to figure this out.
So you've had it all this time, Michelle McManus, and you still don't know how to do this thing?
Nanny Prescott, no, it's often just like an ornament.
Oh, you're one of those, like, buy books for the bookshelf, so they look good on Zoom.
Nanny Prescott,
just get going, okay? Turn it that way. No, don't turn it that way. No, that way. No,
Nanny Prescott, this is kind of too much. I think we've got to paint it.
No, we've got to do it. Why don't we don't do it at all?
No, Nanny Prescott, this is the only way we can do it.
Oh, the paint splattering all over. It's like someone got murdered here. Murder dance for Sophie Alexbeck.
Can you stop saying song name titles, Nanny Prescott? Because I could be literally dead on the...
Okay, go. You just do that, okay. Oh, I hate it.
Nanny Prescott.
Oh, want some more interference then. Stacey, hello, how are you? Let's go and talk outside. We haven't talked in ages, love. How are we going?
I'm good, thank you, Nanny Prescott. What are you doing?
That's something I would ask myself too, but that's life, isn't it? Let's sit down and just suit the breeze.
Can I get into the house? My shopping
out? Oh, we'll sort your shopping out in a moment.
Well, I've got some frozen stuff.
That's fine, love. You know, we're not in California. It's not going to melt, in it? You be fine. But I love what you've been doing with your hair.
Nanny Prescott, I haven't changed my hair in ages.
You mean that 60s proof type of thing, honey? Yeah, that's something that you've had for ages.
Nanny Prescott, I feel like you're not allowing me to enter my humble abode.
Well, honey, I love the hair. I think it's great. It might be Ariana Grande, although Ariana Grande is a cheater. But cheaters can be forgiven, like your husband was a cheater, and, you know, and even if he does stuff which is wrong.
Nanny Prescott, let me get through.
Was it TMI? It meant too much. You know, this. We can explain everything. Can't we? Can we?
Oh, Stacey, please. I'm sorry, I know. I had to paint the Rubik's Cube because. If not, then I'll be out, but I haven't succeeded in the Rubik's Cube, so. I better get going. What are you on about? Huh? You said that when you came back, if I hadn't finished the Rubik's Cube, then I had to leave. Why, and that's not what I said.
Oh, that's like a spin on wedge, Charles. That's what I said. Oh, that's not what I said. What did you say then?
I said, when I come back, if you haven't finished your Rubik's Cube, just leave it here while we go and see the Nates, Pam and Russell Andrew. Although we've got one already we've seen, so just Pam we need to see now. Oh, so you're not leaving me? No, but I think we need to work on some communication if you don't understand what I'm saying. You really thought I was going to leave you for not finishing a Rubik's Cube?
That's what I said! Quick question, were you accosted by Ted Fed to talk about polls, or your name came on a Tanner Bombeth, the dispatcher, or Abel Jordan just dropped down kind of dead on the floor?
No, nothing like that happened.
Oh, I want you to talk to Beth, honey, child. She's slipping up.
Well, since I haven't finished it, I'll just leave it and we'll go to your house, Russell. Yeah, I didn't know you guys were coming over.
Well, they are now. Well, I might as well go too.
Ryan, please know that I do really, truly love you. I know, it was just... I just think from everything I've done before, and Ryan, you are my husband and I love you dearly, okay? No matter what's happened in the past, and you know that, okay? So, well, I need to work on communication. I'm staying.
And you, you're gonna love him!
Nanny Prescott.
Sorry, did I break that little romantic moment? Wait a minute, let's go to Russell's house. Come on, let's go. It's a really small house yours is, Russell.
Well, yeah, that's all I can afford.
I know, it's like crammed like sardines, but we'll enjoy it anyhow, we'll enjoy it too.
You Melissa, what's gone in Grassy Valley? I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming aboard. It's always great to have you. It's been amazing. Always to do these episodes for you. Do know there's books you can buy, so see below down in the description. And obviously there's other episodes now, obviously over 200 for you to listen to, so go through that catalogue and tell us about the show. But until next time, bye bye for now.